A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On Silver! Let's go, big fellow!
A man lay dying on the Texas soil that bordered the Rio Grande. With his waning strength, he fought for a few additional seconds of life to enable him to scratch two words in the dirt.
Black sheep.
Two words that proved smugglers were active in the border country. Smugglers who brought the stolen jewels of a Spanish nobleman into Texas from Mexico. Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the muddy Rio as they headed for an army post.
We'll tell the commandant what we know, Tonto. If he wants our help, we'll give it to him.
Ah. You sure what we hear true?
Not sure.
There may be gang both sides of the border.
It doesn't have to be a large gang, Tonto. Not to smuggle jewelry and precious stones.
Much jewelry in this country?
Quite a few pieces of the Mendoza collection have been seen in Texas. Someone is bringing the jewelry over the border.
It makes plenty trouble.
Yes. It might lead to international complications.
Isn't that right?
Senor Mendoza is one of the most influential men in Mexico. He won't let the authorities rest until his jewels are recovered. Our government is helping.
Lawmen say Joe Jackson name a smuggler.
Yes, I know.
You not think that right?
Tonto, you remember Joe Jackson. We smashed his gang 5 years ago.
That's right.
The law could never prove anything against Joe himself. Then he dropped out of sight.
Sheriff Conroy say him see Joe Jackson near border.
Several lawmen have made the same statement. We'll give the army a description of Joe. I don't think it'll do much good.
You think him not smuggler?
Tonto, Joe Jackson was a crook and a leader of crooks. But he wasn't the sort to be a smuggler.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't the sneaky kind of criminal.
What matter?
Otto, look straight ahead. Something on the ground at the riverbank. See it?
Ah, it looked like man.
That's what I thought. Come on.
Get him up, Squall.
Silver!
Silver!
Lighted tents studded the army camp as the call to quarters sounded. In the large headquarters tent, Captain Karslake and an aide talked to a mild, white-haired old man who seemed awed by the grim military authority.
I don't want to make no trouble, Captain. It's just that I'm at my wit's end, that's all.
What's your name?
Ira Banks, sir.
You want to see me?
Yes, sir. I didn't mean no harm, Captain. I was on the way here when one of your guards poked a rifle at me and arrested me and brought me in.
You weren't arrested, Banks. It was just military procedure. Why did you want to see me?
Well, you see, sir, I'm a sheep dealer. I buy sheep in Mexico and sell them here in Texas.
Well?
Well, I never bothered nobody. Just went along minding my own business till the thieves come.
What thieves?
Oh, a gang of them. They attacked my flock the last two times I crossed the border. Stole a lot of my sheep, they did.
I see.
I heard about you soldiers being here. Hope maybe you'd protect me on the next trip.
I'm sorry, Banks, but that's out of our line.
Oh, I sure counted on help from the soldiers.
I'm sorry. I'll give you the name of the nearest marshal.
Well, you think he'd guard me against Joe Jackson's gang?
What?
Hmm?
What gang?
Joe Jackson's. Why, sir?
Is it his gang that attacked you?
Yes, sir.
Then he does have a gang. You hear that, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
We're looking for Joe Jackson. We want him for smuggling.
My sakes alive. Is he doing that?
You don't know. Every sheriff and marshal, as well as this detachment of the army, is trying to get evidence against Jackson.
To jail him?
Yes.
Well, sakes alive, you could jail him for stealing my sheep.
I'd like to know why he's interested in sheep stealing if he's smuggling jewels. Banks, you come to my own tent. I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant, you stay here until I return.
Yes, sir.
This way, Banks.
Yes. Well, them tents look mighty pretty against the night.
The tent's right over here. We can talk there without being disturbed.
Yes, sir.
Here we are.
We'll step inside.
Yes, sir.
Captain Carsley.
What the...
Mask!
You... Steady. Don't draw.
Who are you?
Keep your voice down.
How'd you get past the guard? How'd you get into my tent?
It wasn't easy. But I hope you'll keep quiet until you hear what I have to say.
I'll hear what you have to say when you're unmasked, disarmed, and under an armed guard.
I'd chosen to appear unmasked. I'd have come here in the regular way. I want to see you about Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson?
The same man you complained about, Banks.
Banks? You know this man?
No, no, sir. Not on your life.
How did you know about the complaint?
Voices come through tent walls.
You were outside the headquarters tent. Of all the brazen audacity.
Oh, don't hold it against your guards. It's a very dark night. Now, will you listen to me?
You, sir, will listen to me. You're under arrest.
I didn't come here for that.
Sergeant?
Captain, wait.
Sergeant of the guard!
I'm sorry you did that.
Let go. Give me my gun.
I'll leave it on the ground.
He's getting away. Stop him. Stop that man.
There he goes. He's running from the captain's
tent. Anyone? Stop him.
Get him. Shoot him. Get him, I tell you.
Hold still.
Get horses. Get after him. Bring that man back here.
Who is he? What's wrong? What'd he do, sir?
I'll court-martial the guards that let him slip through. Get that man. Do you hear? Get him.
Maybe he's in cahoots with Joe Jackson.
Jackson, smuggling? The jewel thief?
That man can tell us something about Joe Jackson. I want him.
What
matter?
Otto, we've got to get away from here. The soldiers are after me.
Oh, what happened?
I got inside the camp, all right. The captain wouldn't listen to me. He called the guards.
Oh.
We've got to cross the border. We'll call on Don Pedro.
Well, him any hour ride from border.
We hold a steady pace. We can be at his rancho in the morning. Come on, Otto.
Get him up, Scout.
The following morning, Don Pedro Gonzalez sat in the patio of his home. His face was drawn from sleeplessness, and a worried expression made the wrinkles on his forehead deepen. An old woman came to him with a glass of colorless liquid.
Your medicine, senor.
Medicine? It is not medicine I need.
It will help.
The thing that will help is word from the Americano. Why has he not returned? Why is he not here?
I cannot answer your question, senor. I can only prepare your food and the medicine.
I will drink the infernal medicine to be rid of you.
You are no longer a young man.
Oh, must you forever remind me of that? Do I not know that I am old? You think I would sit here like the anthill if I could ride as I once did?
Worry will not help you.
Old woman, I will have you know that I may worry if I want to. It is my privilege. It is my duty when there is so much that is bad. Where is the Americano? Does he think that the ring of Don Pedro is so priceless that he can run away and live on what it would bring him?
The ring, senor?
The ring, you old fool.
Have you never heard of a ring for the finger? Of the ring that was my father's? You gave that to the Americano?
Ah, caramba, that I should be annoyed by one who is so slow to understand.
I am sorry, senor.
Be quiet, must you always talk? Let me listen. I hear a horse. Look through the gate. See what is the Americano.
Senor, there are two horsemen.
Two?
One is an Indian.
The other one. Tell me, is the other one the Americano?
No, it is not your friend.
Yeah.
It is someone who wears a mask. Here they come.
Beautiful horse.
Hello, who's the horse? Oh, fella.
Who are you?
Very big fella. You're Don Pedro Gonzalez?
Certainly. Do I look like a peon? What do you want?
I think this is your ring.
See. Where did you get it? Why do you wear a mask? I ask again, who are you?
I came with news for you.
Where is the one who wore that ring? Where is Joe Jackson?
Don Pedro, Tato and I found him on the north bank of the Rio. He was dead.
Sacre!
I recognized the ring and came here.
Do you know who killed Senor Jackson?
No.
Do you know what he did to win the right to wear that ring?
I knew he must have been very close to you.
See.
I've heard a lot about you, Don Pedro. You are one of Mexico's greatest patriots.
For years, the man who wore that ring has lived in my rancho. He has been of help to me, to my country.
I wondered where he had spent these past years.
Do you know why he had crossed the border into Texas?
No. But he was suspected of smuggling certain pieces of jewelry.
Pieces, senor, from the collection that was stolen from Ronaldo Mendoza. Senor Mendoza came here to represent Spain. He's very angry because our authorities have not recovered his jewels.
Well, what about Jackson?
He was my friend. He was trying to find the jewel thieves by finding the smugglers.
I see.
But you, senor, why do you come here?
I came to return this ring.
You came a long way to do a favor for one whom you do not know.
And I came for another reason.
Money? Perhaps you expected money for returning the ring.
No, senor. I came because I want to carry on where Jackson left off.
You said it is believed that he was a smuggler?
I know that isn't true.
How do you know it?
Because, Don Pedro, you're a man of power and influence, and one with a great deal of pride in your country. You wouldn't have given your ring to anyone who was not honest.
Do you not think it possible that Jackson was smuggling without my knowledge?
No, I don't think that's possible.
Why?
Because you'd learn all the facts about a man who wore your ring.
Senor, you are right. When Jose left his own country, he came here. Fate brought us together. He saved my life, became my friend. And the Mendoza jewels were stolen. Some of these have been seen in Texas. The rurales would help us, so would the soldiers.
I see.
I asked Jose to help, to use his knowledge of criminals to find the ones who were guilty.
He must have made progress. He must have learned enough to worry the smugglers.
And for that he died. And all that he had learned died with him.
Don Pedro, I'm going to work in his place.
You, senor? But I do not know you.
We'll become better acquainted.
But why do you come to me? Why do you not go to the men in Texas to offer your help? Is it because you, like Jose Jackson, are evading the law?
Senor Gonzalez, it is the smugglers who must answer the questions, not I.
Bueno. Find them, and anything I have is yours.
Gracias.
But I warn you, senor, with the mask. Jose Jackson is not the first to die at the hands of these smugglers. He's number 5.
I see.
Take care that you do not become number 6.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Captain Karslake spent the night directing a futile search for the masked man who had escaped from the army camp. It wasn't until the following day that he got back to the subject that it brought the old sheepman, Ira Banks, to his headquarters.
Banks, I've decided to do as you requested. I'm going to have soldiers accompany you the next time you bring sheep over the border.
Captain, I'll be mighty grateful to you for that. Mighty grateful. I'm an old man and not much of a hand to fight off thieves.
I want to talk to this man, Joe Jackson. You're sure he was with the gang that stole your sheep? We may get him.
I'm dead sure of it, sir. Mighty dead sure.
You better be.
You'll get him and his gang along with him. Maybe that masked man's one of the gang.
I'd like to know why Jackson steals sheep if he's engaged in smuggling. Just a minute. Lieutenant.
Yes, sir?
Come into my tent a moment.
Coming, sir.
Banks, how soon are you going to make another trip across the border?
I'm heading south as soon as I leave here, Captain. I'll be coming back day after tomorrow.
Very well. Lieutenant, have the men stand ready to pick up Ira Banks as soon as he hits this side of the Rio with his sheep herd.
Yes, sir.
But the men are not to show themselves. They'll simply keep watch and have their mounts in readiness to capture anyone that attacks the herd.
Yes, sir.
The watch will start at daybreak day after tomorrow. That's all?
Yes, sir. It'll be attended to, sir.
Doggone, Captain, I can't thank you enough for this.
My one hope is that this man Jackson will be captured and brought to justice.
Yeah, me too. But then I'm hoping I'll get through with the sheep on this trip. Another raid like the last one would break me.
You're starting at once?
Sure enough am.
Show the paper I gave you to the guard. It'll let you pass out of the camp.
Thank you, Captain. Well, I'll be leaving now.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto spent the day on the vast estate of Don Pedro. They learned all they could about Joe Jackson and the people to whom he'd talked. They questioned a number of peons and many of Don Pedro's friends. It was sunset when they returned to the huge rambling house and reined up just outside of the gate of the patio where a servant met them.
Oh, what's up? Oh, easy. Oh,
the senor with the mask. I take the horses to this table, eh?
Thanks, Manuel. He's a big fella. Here's, Don Pedro in there?
Well, si, senor. He talks to Senor Banks.
With whom?
The senor who buys so many sheep.
When did he arrive?
A few minutes ago.
Does he come here often?
Oh, he's been here five, maybe six times. Each time he buys from Don Pedro many sheep.
I see.
Now I take the horses, eh, senor?
Oh, never mind, Manuel. Let's leave them with us. We may be riding again in a few minutes.
Muy bien. Whatever you say.
Otto, that was surprising news. I wonder if Ira Banks is going to insist on black sheep.
We go see him?
No. We'll wait around the corner of the wall until Banks leaves. Come on, bring Scout.
Come, Scout. Come, fella. Come.
And when do you wish to leave with these sheep, Senor Banks?
Tomorrow morning, come daybreak.
I will give you a note to Miguel.
He's the same one I'd done business with the last time, ain't he?
Si.
Good. He'll know what I want.
If you will just take this note to him.
Sure thing. Here's your money for the sheep.
Oh, gracias.
I suppose I'll find Miguel in that shack of his in the South Valley, won't I?
Si, senor. He's probably there at this time.
It is you, Senor Banks.
Yeah.
Come inside.
Here, Miguel. Better take this note from your boss, just as a matter of record.
So you have bought another 100 head?
Yeah. And this time you see that there's 25 black ones.
25? That, Senor, is a large number.
I said 25. And see that you load them down. This has to be the last trip for a little while.
So, I was afraid of that.
Of what?
Jose Jackson has been learning more and more about us.
I fixed Joe Jackson. I killed him.
Caramba. You should not have done that.
I had to. He stopped me on the last trip and said he wanted to look at my flock.
He was suspicious?
Yeah, especially of the black critters. I had to shoot him. But I covered it all right. I told the soldiers he'd been raiding my flocks with his gang.
His gang?
Yeah. Now the army figures he's back at his old game with a gang behind him. When he's found dead, they'll figure one of his gang got him.
You say you went to the soldiers?
Yeah, going to meet me at the border and guard my flock on this trip.
Have you gone mad? You bring the army right close.
Sure. The army's going to protect me. I guess that'll keep any suspicious lawmen away. Now, you load everything so as I can start out first thing in the morning.
Black sheep, you say, senor?
Yes, Don Pedro. Is Banks insistent on having some black sheep in every flock he buys?
That I do not know. Why do you ask?
Don Pedro, Joe Jackson didn't die instantly.
No?
He lived long enough to scratch two words in the dirt.
Huh? And what were those words, amigo?
Black sheep. He left those words as a clue.
Senor, is it possible that someone in my employ sends the jewels across the border, concealed beneath sheep's wool?
It's possible.
If this is the case, if Miguel has betrayed me, after all the years I have employed him, I shall find out, I shall...
Just a minute.
Huh?
Suppose you do find it out.
Miguel and all who work with him shall be punished.
But what about the rest of the gang? What about the men who are working on the Texas side of the Rio? And the jewelry that's already been sent across the border? And what about Ira Banks? We must have proof that will convict all the crooks.
Senor, you are right, my friend. I am ready to follow your suggestions.
The following morning found a detachment of soldiers waiting at the ford on the northern shore of the Rio Grande. Captain Carslake, particularly interested in the situation, had taken personal charge. The morning passed without incident. It was mid-afternoon when one of the men in uniform reported...
Someone is coming.
Where?
Right over there, sir. He's just approaching the south bank.
Yes, I see him.
Montilver!
Captain Carslake, did you hear that?
Yes, that's the same voice.
The night before
and
that.
The same man. He's masked. That's the man I want. He's the one who escaped from camp the other night. And if he escapes again, I'll put every one of you in the guardhouse.
I wonder where that old sheep dealer is.
Stand ready. That masked man's riding right up to us.
Wait up! Stop away by. You're under arrest.
Oh, Silver, how about
you? You won't get away this time.
He's a big fella. Captain Carslake.
Take his guns and mask.
Just a minute. Captain, I rode directly to you because I think you know Don Pedro Gonzalez.
Pedro, of course I do.
One of the most important men in Mexico.
He wants to help you catch the smugglers. And so do I.
You don't think...
The man everyone suspected, Joe Jackson, is dead. He was not the smuggler and he had no gang. He was working for Don Pedro.
That calls for proof.
You'll have the proof when you get the real smuggler. And he's on the way. His name is Ira Banks.
What? That old man?
The sheep dealer?
He's not as old as he acts.
What proof have you?
I want to help you get the proof. Get the rest of his gang as well. Now, let me keep my mask and guns and ride with your men when you meet Ira Banks.
There comes the flock of sheep. Look across the river.
We're riding, you may keep that mask, but you will surrender your guns. Now, under those conditions, I'll accept your help. But I warn you, sir, no tricks.
Here are my guns.
Men are all ready to accompany you, Banks.
But, Captain, that masked man...
He's in our custody.
Why don't you make him take the mask off?
Banks, are you questioning me?
Oh, no, no, sir. I didn't mean to do that, Captain.
Very well. You ready to take your sheep to their destination?
Yes, sir.
Mount up!
Texas Rangers, marshals, and other lawmen were scattered in small groups over the area to inspect everyone who came from the border. Ira Banks noticed several of these and gloated over his successful scheme to get an army escort that would forestall questioning by the lawmen.
There's two more men, Captain.
They're Texas Rangers.
You sure they ain't some of the Jackson gang?
I'm sure. Where are you taking the sheep?
Just a few miles more. I'm selling them to some gents to meet me at the trading post.
Two men were waiting at the trading post. Ira Banks conducted negotiations with these while the soldiers stood near their horses drinking from canteens. The Lone Ranger remained close to Captain Carslake.
Now they're handing Banks the money.
Yes, I see them.
Look at that gang coming!
Captain, those men are friends. Tell your men to keep back.
Outlaws! The Jackson gang!
They're friends of Don Pedro. They're here to help us.
What friends of Don Pedro? Well, get them away! Get them away from my sheep, I say!
Keep back! Hold your fire! Leave those men alone!
Troopers held back as a dozen hard riders led by Tonto swept down on the flock with rope swinging.
They dashed among the sheep, cutting out the black ones and driving them into a close-packed mass.
Thieves! Robbers! Shoot them down! I'll show them!
No, you won't!
Oh, let go of me! Give me that gun!
There! Now stand over there. You too.
Let go of me! I'm getting out of here!
You're staying!
In a few moments, most of the sheep were scattered about, but the black ones remained. The Lone Ranger, gripping a gun that he'd snatched from Ira Banks, kept Banks and his two friends covered.
But, Captain! Captain, you can't stand there and let them do this!
You'll not stand there long. Captain Karslake, you and your men saw Banks bring that flock over the border.
Yes?
You saw him sell the flock, including the black sheep, to these two men. They didn't buy the sheep because they wanted lamb or wool. They wanted the jewels that were hidden in small packets beneath that black wool. There's the smuggler and the men who worked with him.
Oh, wait, listen to me.
I don't know anything about jewels.
Save it for a judge.
He had partners south of the border. But Don Pedro has already turned them over to the authorities.
What? Why, Banks isn't an old man at all. Look at him.
He probably thought he'd get more sympathy by playing the part of an old man. Banks, what about Joe Jackson's death? You ready to confess?
I won't confess a thing. You'll change your tune in court. But even if you don't confess to murder, you'll hang.
Captain, I asked Don Pedro to send those men to herd the black sheep.
I'm glad that we're here. Our troopers would have had a hard time getting all the evidence. You see, we're soldiers, not sheep herders. And as for you, we're indebted to you.
You just returned my gun.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Here you are.
Thank you.
I almost wish you'd been the smuggler. I'd like to have kept those pistols.
I see. Ready, Tonto?
Be ready.
Oh, by the way, who are you?
Just a friend of Joe Jackson, Steady Silver. And a friend of Don Pedro.
And I might add, a friend of the United States.
Monsilver!
Get off, Scout!
Monsilver! Fire!
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.